And we'd like to continue the banquet theme now by going into another theme at another point in the banquet scene. Well, you see, Timon was a very generous man, and he was entertaining some of his best friends, I would say 20 of the richest men in the world. And, of course, he was indulging himself with impulsive giving. He was making presents of diamonds, rubies, emeralds, pearls, Cadillacs, Rolls Royces, drinking vintage wine, swinging like crazy. And about halfway through the party, five or six young ladies are given the opportunity to dance for these rich people. And of course, this type of exposure is really the opportunity of a lifetime if a young lady expects to amount to something in life, you know. And so they are elected to dance, but unfortunately they are not professional dancers. So what they have to do is resort to skilly-pooping. Now, skilly-pooping is not Shakespearean, and it's not English, really. It's sort of an American colloquialism. And it has very broad meaning. It's like the word jive, you know, which you really can't put your finger on it specifically. One of the meanings is trying to make what you're doing look better than what you're supposed to be doing. And this is the music they dance by. So in case you ever have occasion to be forced into skinner-pooping, insist upon this theme. Thank you. Sam Rudyard. Sam Rudyard. Thank you very much for Sam Rudyard. Sam Rudyard wants you to know that a drum is a woman. That's another history of jazz.